Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the way by which wahi occurs within the Holy Quran. So, now that we've talked about wahi, and we've talked about what wahi truly is, we should realize that wahi comes in different ways to the prophets when it came. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states this in His glorious book by saying, وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَنْ يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ. It is not for a man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak with him or communicate with him, إِلَّا وَحْيَا, except through a secret inspiration. أَوْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَاب, or from behind a hijab. أَوْ يُرْسِلَ رَسُولًا فَيُوحِيَ بِإِذْنِهِ مَا يَشَاء, or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a messenger, and that messenger communicates whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it communicated. إِنَّهُ عَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most exalted, and He is the Hakim, the wise. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is establishing that there are three essential ways by which this communication occurs between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and humanity via the prophets. The first is through wahi. It's through a quiet and secret inspiration. The second, for example, it could be a dream, for example. We'll get into this in more detail. The second is from behind a hijab. And the third is through a messenger. And each of these has been further explicated within the Holy Quran. For example, if you look through the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his challenge to sacrifice his son, what does he say? Or what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrate about this particular event? فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ, and when his son reached the age of maturity, قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ, he said, O my little son, إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ, verily I saw in my dreams, أَنِّي أَذْبَهُكَ, that I am sacrificing you, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى, so tell me, what do you think? قَالَ يَا أَبَتِي, he said, O my father, إِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرُ, do what you have been commanded. سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ, verily you will find me from among those who are patient. So in this particular case, Ibrahim alayhi salam was revealed or given wahi that he should sacrifice his son. And this wahi occurred fin manam, in his sleep. So this is what we mean by a secret inspiration, a quiet inspiration that other people are not able to perceive. So that's one way in which wahi is revealed upon prophets. And subhanAllah, this interaction in and of itself, this interaction between the son and the father, it's such a beautiful interaction that if we went into it, we could discuss it for the rest of our sessions and we still would not be able to finish the topic. But since there are separate sessions scheduled for rights of parents and rights of grandparents, we're not going to touch upon more detail in these particular ayat. The second type of inspiration, or the second way in which inspiration comes to a prophet, is by hidden speech, meaning behind a hijab. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that there are three ways in the previous ayah that we recited. So if you look at the story of Musa alayhi salam, and Musa alayhi salam is traveling with his family, and as he's traveling with his family, he perceives on a cold night a fire which is very far away. And so he decides that he will go to the people, or he will go to the fire, hoping to find people who will either guide them along the way, the path which they're going to the city where they want to go, or will give them some fire so that he can use it to provide warmth for his family. So when he approaches the fire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates the event, and he says, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهَا نُودِيَ أَمْ بُورِكَ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ. So when Musa alayhi salam approached it, he was called, and it was said, blessed be whoever is around the fire. Whoever is in the fire, وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا, whoever is around the fire, وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, and glory be to Allah, the Lord of the universe. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually speaks to Musa alayhi salam. And he says to Musa alayhi salam, يَا مُوسَى innahu anallahu al-azizul hakim. That, O Musa, verily the situation is that I am Allah, the Aziz, the Hakim. So in this particular case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa alayhi salam behind this fire, behind this hijab of a burning bush. So this is another way in which messengers communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third way is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a messenger to bring a particular message. And this is the case of the Qur'an, especially the Qur'an, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the angel Jibreel alayhi salam bring the ayat of the Qur'an to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they were delivered by the angel Jibreel alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates this in the Holy Qur'an by saying, قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ عَذُوًا لِجِبْرِيلَ. Say, whoever is a enemy of Jibreel, فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ. Verily he descends upon your heart, O Messenger of Allah, bi-idhnillah, with the permission of Allah, musaddiqan lima bayna yadayhi, as a confirmer for what has come between his hands, wa hudan wa bushra lil mu'minin, and as a guidance and a glad tidings for those who believe. So in this particular case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating that the angel Jibreel alayhi salam is the messenger who is delivering the ayat of the Holy Quran. So these are the three ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed humanity with wahi, through, obviously, the means of the prophets. Now, within our tradition, well actually, now let's take a step back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed many books upon many communities, and those were all wahi.